Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Friday, January 28th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260. Find me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Like always, thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. Free and available on all platforms. On the podcast today, we'll get to Evander Kane stuff with Joaquin Gage, former NHLer and host on the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. We'll talk about last night's game, Evander Kane, and we'll look ahead to tomorrow's game against Montreal Canadiens as it's a 5 o'clock start time here in Edmonton. Love the early games, but we'll get to all that. In this opening segment, kind of revisit the presser from this morning as Evander Kane joined Kenny Holland and Dave Tippett up on the podium. Interesting for sure. Some of the stuff he said, the humorous, like saying, hey, you know, I'm here for the weather. And Dave Tippett saying, I'm going to play him with both Leon and Connor McDavid, and Kenny Holland making it official that he will make his debut tomorrow. Some of the questions, sure, I was okay with the answers. Some of them I was like, probably could have given more. He left a lot out there, and a lot of people weren't happy with what he had to say. He came off a little bit with a bit of a attitude, but that's Evander Kane, I guess. So, but what did you think of the press conference? Like, for me, it was just okay. I mean, it's kind of what I expected. I didn't think he'd elaborate on a lot of the questions he was being asked, and some of the questions that he did answer, like I said, I was okay with some answers. I thought he could have gave a lot more on a few others. In the end, he met with the media for, what, it was like maybe 20, 30 minutes. You can find it at edmontonoilers.com. And at the end of the day, we can all draw our own conclusions, make our own have our own takes on what's happening here. I know a lot of Oiler fans are not happy with this signing. I know a lot of media, outside media, because you see it on the socials, they're very upset about this, and the Oilers are taking a lot of heat for it, and it's fair. I think it's totally fair. To each their own, though, whichever side you're on. For me, the hockey player, I think he helps the Oilers. He brings an element they don't have. Physicality. He can fight. He mucks it up. He can score. He's just a power forward, something Edmonton hasn't had in a long time. So I think on the ice, he's going to help. Off the ice, you saw the interview with Kayla Gray from TSN. I do believe in second chances. By me saying he didn't answer some of the questions, and I was kind of like, he probably could have given more, that should be telling. I think nothing too surprising from their presser, I guess. I mean, this is a guy that's had a lot of trouble off the ice, a lot. And a lot of it I don't agree with. Talked about it openly, and that's why I say it's up to every individual that listens to it to take what you want from it and make your decision. And if you want to cheer this team or give up your season tickets or you're very disappointed with it, I get it all. I do. From a hockey perspective, yes, he will help the Oilers. Off the ice, you don't have to like the person. You don't have to like what he's done. But we'll get into it all with Joaquin Gage. I don't know why I said Connor McDavid. Joaquin Gage and get his take. I know there's people heavy on one side that they don't care what he's done off the ice and they're just happy he's on him. There's other people that are like totally angry and frustrated with the organization for going there with this player. And there's people that are kind of in the middle. Like they're looking at on ice and then off ice and then kind of just splitting it down and saying on the ice, he's Evander Kane and he helps the Oilers. Off the ice, he's just not going to use any bad words, but you know what I mean. So let me know what you think of it. Let me know which side you're on, or if you're kind of, let's see what happens here in the next 3 months, because 3 months are going to tell a lot. Obviously, it's either he's going to work out and he's going to help the team and hopefully no issues off the ice, or it's going to be a complete wreck, right? and Kenny Holland will have to own it then. So, but in this segment also, we'll hear from Dave Tippett and Kenny Holland's just their thoughts on bringing in Kane, and I'll pick a few clips from Evander Kane as well. Nothing, I don't want to get into everything that would have asked about him, but just maybe him joining the Edmonton Oilers and the potential of playing with Connor McDavid, and try to keep it a little bit more light for sure. So we'll get to that here shortly. Joaquin Gage coming up in the second and third segments, and we'll give you some news from the Edmonton Oilers also to close out the show. But how do you feel about Evander Kane being an Edmonton Oiler, as according to Puckpedia here? Let's they do such great work, and they break it down where not so sharp people like myself can break it down for you. So Evander's deal is a signing bonus of $625, a base salary of $750, actual cash paid $970K, due to pro rating for signing during season with signing bonus. Cap hit AAV is $2.108 million, and a full no move clause. So those are the numbers for Evander Kane on his 1 year deal, set to wear number 91 and set to debut tomorrow. But let's get to some audio. Let's get to the GM who started off the press conference, and here is Kenny Holland talking about acquiring Evander Kane.
We're here today to introduce the newest Edmonton Oiler, Evander Kane. I'm excited today to introduce Evander. I think he's going to have a big impact on our hockey team. He's a top six forward, big, strong, can skate. He's going to give us a lot of different dimensions, can fight, can score, makes us deeper up front. When he got bought out by the, or his contract got voided by the San Jose Sharks a couple of weeks ago, I reached out to his agent, Dan Milstein, who I've got a good relationship with through a time in Detroit, and said that we had some interest and wanted to explore, and you know, would Evander have some interest in coming to join the Edmonton Oilers. And over the last couple of weeks, we went through a process here, and Evander went through a process to make a decision to come join us. And I talked to a lot of people inside our organization, players, ownership. Obviously, I work with Tip on an everyday basis. Tip and I talked a lot, and came to the conclusion that if there's any way that we could get Evander to come here, we felt that it was going to be in the best interest of the Edmonton Oilers to make us a better team. So I think today is a great opportunity for the Edmonton Oilers. We've added, like I said, a top six player, makes us deeper, makes us better, brings a lot of different dimensions. And I really feel it's a great opportunity for Evander at this stage of his career, that obviously we've got some high-end players, and in a passionate hockey city with, you know, we've got high aspirations and got off to a good start. And it's been a struggle here over the last 6-7 weeks. Obviously happy to have a 3-game winning streak under our belt, and looking forward to add Evander. And I think you're going to play tomorrow night, aren't you? I think that's the plan. Yeah,
I'm ready to go.
Okay, so Evander will be in the lineup tomorrow night.
Moving along here on the first segment of the Locked On Oilers podcast, we just heard from Ken Holland. Dave Tippett was also present at the presser for Evander Kane. Here is the head coach on his newest forward.
I'd like to welcome Evander also. Like Ken said, we've done a lot of talking over the last week. Ken and Evander and I had a Zoom call about a week ago. Evander and I have stayed in touch throughout the week. You know, like Ken mentioned, we've done our due diligence. I've talked to a lot of people that have coached or had Evander in some form or another. And as the week went on, the support that he got from people that he's worked with before was really encouraging, in the fact that he could come in and help our team be a really good team. And we're looking to add to our forward group. He's a big, strong player who, I've watched a lot of video of him, touches both sides of special teams, is a real competitor when you in the guts of the game, and those are elements that we feel like we need with our team. And I think it's going to be a really good situation for him coming in here. And we're just very happy to have him join our team.
And lastly, here from the man himself, Evander Kane, who will wear number 91. We'll see where he lines up tomorrow. Can't wait to see what the lines are. It definitely adds to the depth of the team for sure. But here's just Evander Kane on joining the Edmonton Oilers.
You know, I'm really excited to be here. You know, I want to thank Ken and Dave and Mr. Cates and Bob Nicholson for bringing me in. It's been a very interesting last couple of weeks. I'm happy it's all over, and I'm happy to be here in Edmonton. That's for sure. Yeah, there were quite a few teams that expressed interest, especially early on. But as we continue the process, obviously, for me, I had to make a decision that was, you know, going to be the best fit for me. And those teams continued to dwindle down, and we got to a number where obviously Edmonton was obviously in the mix. And the more conversations we had and the further the process continued, it just became more and more evident that, you know, this was the best fit for me moving forward. And it was a great fit for both sides.
Right, that was Evander Kane, the U.S. member of the Edmonton Oilers, alongside his head coach and general manager, Dave Tippett and Ken Holland, as they met with the media today. The team traveled at 11 a.m. to Montreal for their game tomorrow at 5 o'clock Edmonton time, back at it on Monday against the Ottawa Senators. So the Oilers, with the potential here to grab 4 points, it's never easy, and the Oilers are a team that shouldn't take anyone lightly, but it's always fun when they play at the Bell Center. So looking forward to that and seeing where Kane lines up and how he plays in his first game. I mean, he hasn't played in a while. He's only got a handful of games in the AHL this year, so it might take him a bit to get going. It might not. Who the hell knows? But coming up next, get to Joaquin Gage and talk all things Edmonton Oilers. You're listening to Locked On Oilers Podcast with Hernan Salas. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good. You'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy or taste like a chemical spill. You want to eat healthy, but it gets so boring by like week 3, you might be thinking this is just not worth it. Where is the chocolate? Built bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. So now welcome in my good buddy and the host and former NHLer, former Edmonton Oiler, and the host on Two Guys and a Goalie podcast, Joaquin Gage. You can connect with him on Twitter at JoaquinGage31. Joaquin, great job on the TV yesterday. Really loved your suit. Me and Tommy were praising it yesterday on the postgame show.
No, thanks, buddy. Thanks. Yeah, no, I try to send in some notes when you guys are on. And just to lighten the mood, I think.
Yeah, do you ever just play with Gene's hair there?
Well, that's why I grew some facial hair, because I was feeling a little bit compared to Gene's. But sad thing is, it's the only place where it grows is there on my back now. So it's not quite up to Gene's specifications,
no.
But maybe maybe I'll go for the whole ZZ Top thing.
Yeah, it's too funny. Too fun. Before we get to all this Evander Kane's news and the presser and all that, Gager, yesterday, 3-2 shootout win by the Edmonton Oilers. One of their better games of the season. What did you take away from that win last night?
It felt like a real team effort.
Yeah.
These past three games, to me anyway, have seemed like, if you're in the dressing room, you'll hear guys, a common kind of phrase, everyone pulling on the same chain, right? Like, just a full team effort. And I don't know if Tippett's changed too much. I haven't really broken it down, but it seems to me that he's getting more guys involved in the game, and I think that's good. Splitting up, making it so Connor and Leon aren't always together,
I think
that's important. It just felt like more people were engaged in that game, and the Nashville's a good team, man. And it was funny because going to the game, I actually ran into Louis DeBrusque and talking to Louis just about pregame skates and how Nashville looks. And he just said they were such a cohesive unit, it looked like, to him in the pregame skate. And I was, to be honest, I was quite anxious about the outcome of the game and what was going to happen. But yeah, great team effort. Seems like things are going in the right direction for the Oilers now, and back to where they, I think. I mean, I look back to the Perlini interview. That could have been the turning point of the season, where you know, it's not always doom and gloom. There's light at the end of this tunnel.
And they're going to add to their roster as they made it official, something we've all been waiting for weeks now, news on Evander Kane. They signed him to a one-year deal. He had his press conference this morning with the Edmonton media. That's always interesting, right, Gager? lots to get to here on Evander Kane. But first off, I know you watched the presser this morning. What did you take away from it? Because I thought he had some humor in it as well. He answered some questions that I was okay with his answers. And then there's some where I was left with like, yeah, you probably could have gave up a little bit more. I also found he had a little bit of attitude as well. But that's Evander Kane, I guess. But what did you take away from what you saw this morning with the media?
I think kind of what you said. I mean, the troubled past. And I've looked at stuff and read some things online, but I don't think you really know what's kind of happened with him. And
yeah.
You've heard me say I didn't think it was a great move by the Oilers, just from how is this teaching a lesson towards Evander Kane in any shape or form, where he can kind of behave poorly and make his organization look bad. I just thought the Oilers weren't in a position where they needed another type of distraction. And maybe it was the whole month of December. That probably didn't help with my decision-making either in that case. But you know what? I mean, there's a history of athletes behaving poorly off the ice. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge Tiger Woods fan, you know, but he's adored when he plays golf now.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a world of second chances, and I know that reading some of the social media stuff and people saying that that's the last Oilers game they watch because of this decision, and that's fine too if that's how strongly you feel about it. But this guy's he's a big part of this in our kind of fishbowl of town, but he's just a hockey player, you know, And I watch hockey because I enjoy hockey. whether these guys are role models or not, that's something that they have to choose. I don't think as a professional athlete, you have to do something like that but you do have to be on your best behavior. And let's face it, the thing that most people, well, I would say a better portion of people, all they're concerned about is the performance on the ice, right? And I don't know who I heard yesterday saying, I think it was on your show actually, Hernan, that with the condensed season and how busy the Oilers are going to be over the next few months, there's no time to do anything off the ice anyway. It's going to be more recovery and getting ready for next game. So I think it's a perfect situation for him to come in.
Do you think it's fair to like the player on the ice, the hockey player, what he's going to bring to the Edmonton Oilers on the ice, and dislike him off the ice, like just being Evander Kane just out there in the world?
Yeah. I mean, you always hear rumors of how people react off the ice, and there's a few players that have played with the Oilers that have acted poorly in social settings around the city of Edmonton. And look, Edmonton's it's not the easiest place to play in the world.
Yeah,
not by any means. Like when you are losing, it's very difficult because I think Craig McTavish said, there's nowhere to hide. You can't go anywhere. You can't even go outside of the town and be recognized in some shape or form, right? So it's a very, very difficult place to play when things are going wrong. But on the upside of that, it's a great place when things are winning. Like these guys probably have a hard time paying for anything going anywhere, right? And they're beloved. So the old adage, if you're going to take the good, you got to take the bad a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. And maybe that kind of what would help Evander Kane in this case. Like he's going to realize that everyone knows him, and I mean he's played in Winnipeg before, so he's been in a situation like this before. But more eyes are on you, way more camera phones are available to people. And look, I think deep down he knows this is kind of his last kick at the can with an NHL team. He wants to keep playing from what I've heard so far this morning. And he's got I think he's going to be playing with Connor right away. So That's all eyes are going to be on that game Saturday night.
Well said, Gager. Well said. Let's get to just because if you're on social media, like the outside media is just torching the Oilers and Kenny Holland and Evander Kane. And I mean, it comes with a signing like this, right? Like, I'm not surprised by it. I think a lot of it, and we'll find out in 3 months, Gage, if this worked out good for the Oilers or it's an absolute disaster. So only time will tell. And you mentioned it too. Fans want to give up their tickets and don't want to watch him anymore. It's everybody's choice, right? To each their own. And you can watch his hit on TSN with Kayla Gray. You can watch his press room, draw your own conclusions and on the ice. And let's get to that. Connor McDavid, for you, that's the line right there and right away tomorrow? Or do you think Dave Tippett kind of slow plays him into this top six?
I think, why not just try it, you know? Dave Tippett's been known to switch things up pretty quick in other games. So, and if there's nothing there and there's maybe, hopefully this time the Oilers can get the first one here and play with the lead and not have to chase a little bit and kind of, you know, I don't blame them for going back to Connor and Leon so much just because it's just
so good.
It must be so nice for a coach to have that option. I mean, I don't think there's a coach in the league that if they were down by one and, you know, it's getting, it may, you know, late in the period, they'll start putting those guys together. And if they see chemistry and things that they're doing well, it's tough to split them back up again,
yeah.
Right? So, but, man, it's nice. Like, everyone kind of forgets that month of December, there was some pretty significant injuries to a lot of players, right? There was a lot of guys in and out of the lineup there. So, to have essentially a full toolbox of players, and man, that just looking at it, that top six, if you can get those guys rolling and everyone playing at the top of their game, I like the way that the Oilers are shaped. You know, with speed, they've got a little bit more size.
Yeah.
It's exciting to hear how Holloway is doing in the minors so far. You know, he hasn't played an NHL game. I don't want to get too horny about him, but I mean, I think that this top six, that's the interchangeable parts of it, and even spreading a little bit of it down into the third line.
Yeah,
that's pretty. I don't want to get too excited here.
It's going to create more depth, right, throughout the lineup.
I think so. Competition, depth. I like the way it looks, and I just hope. I mean, I said on the broadcast last night that the Evander Kane, the way he plays, and, you know, I believe that there'll be probably a few more scrums after the whistle.
Yeah.
And that's
good
where
thing.
The Oilers need a little bit more sandpaper and bringing other guys into the fight a little bit more.
There might be less football being played, but BetOnline has way more stuff to bet on this playoff season. From score totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all things NFL betting in 2022. And with the new year comes a new updated desktop and mobile website. To sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, just use our promo code LOCKEDON to get started. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts. What do you think is the best thing Evander Kane is going to bring to this team? Because he can score, he can muck it up, he's physical, he just does it all. He's good on the power play. But for you, what's the one thing that you're like most excited that he's going to bring to this team?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it's a lot of things. I just talked about the physical thing that I'm saying, but you know, he's also a guy that, I mean, you look at the goals that he's scored, like they've been sure. I've been looking at all these highlight packages of him and his ability to score from anywhere, it seems
yeah.
like. He can beat goalies from the tops of the circles with a wrist shot, which not many guys can do. And he's also not afraid to get within that 3 to 4 foot range and bang one in as well, right? So that's two distinct different ways that he's scored his goals in the past. And I think that's a neat kind of extra element to his game that a lot of guys don't have. A lot of guys, you know, they have that 3 foot radius or a big shot, but sometimes it's not both. Right. So, it's definitely an extra weapon. I mean, we were talking about the power play and what might happen there too. So, I would love to see a real shooter on that power play, especially on the other side or something like that. But we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be the Lions tomorrow at the morning skate or whatever. I think no matter what, you know, Oilers fans are going to be up in arms wherever they slot him in here. For you tomorrow, I mean, two games that the Oilers really can't take easily here. They got to go in there and get the 2 points. Montreal, Ottawa. For you, Koskinen's been really good. I heard you on the broadcast talk about him. And he's making those timely saves that every team needs. He was brilliant in the shootout as well, Gager. But for tomorrow and looking ahead to Monday in Ottawa, how are you running your goaltenders in these two games?
Well, Skinner's I would play Skinner for sure Saturday.
Okay.
Just because I know Mikko's going well, but those are three really hard games. Yesterday's game, the ability for him again to allow the first shot, and then after the Duchesne goal, where to get beat quite cleanly like that, it's a blow to the ego a little bit when a guy rips it off the post like that.
Yeah,
but right away, right after, like I believe there was a 2-on-1, and he made a really good kick save, mm-hmm. and another good block. He made three really good mano-a-mano saves after that to keep the Oilers within striking distance. And like I said, that's a sign of a confident guy, an aggressive goalie, and realizing the situation that, man, if I let in another one, this could get out of hand. And he held strong, and the Oilers were able to get back in it. So I loved that, to see that about his game. But that's a tough mental battle too, right? So I would just give him some rest. Let Skinner play this next game, and come back with Mikko after that, just to allow him to just kind of look, watch the situation, and then tell him he's playing that other game so he can kind of already mentally start getting focused for that next start.
Gager, like always, great stuff on Kane and on the goaltending and on the game last night. Tomorrow, I love 5 o'clock games for the Edmonton Oilers on Saturday nights. Awesome, you're off early. You just relax, and hopefully for Oilers fans, they pick up another 2 points. Montreal's there for the taking. I mean, they lost 4 straight. They're not a very good team. Their goaltending is a mess as well, I guess. So the Oilers can go in there and take it easily. And it's going to be the debut of Evander Kane. But Gager, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game, and we'll chat Monday on the two guys.
All right, buddy.
Big shout out to Joaquin Gage, absolute beauty, former Edmonton Oiler, played a ton of years in Europe. He's on the Sportsnet, the intermission panels, and he does a great job. And of course, one of the hosts on the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Find him on Twitter at Joaquin Gage 31. Look forward to tomorrow. The team flew out today at 11. I'll just give you some news from the day that's coming down earlier this afternoon. So Oiler transactions for today: Willie Lagesson loaned to the taxi squad, and Colton Sevier has been placed on waivers. You knew these moves. You knew something was coming with Evander Kane being added to the roster. So Colton Sevier, who's been pretty good for the Edmonton Oilers on that fourth line, he battles hard, but he's the odd man out right now. He came in on a PTO, so he lands on waivers. We'll see if he's claimed. If not, he'll head, we'll see. I mean, head to Baco, or if there's something happens tomorrow, he can stick around and all that. So Colton Sevier on waivers, Willie Lagesson loaned to the taxi squad. What did you think of the Evander Kane press conference? I'm not here to tell you how to feel about it. Everybody has their own opinions, and draw your own conclusions from what you heard from him on TSN and in the presser today. But there is a game tomorrow, and according to the Kenny Holland, he will make his debut. So we'll see Evander Kane in action. Who will he play with? How will he fare in his first game in the NHL this season? He's only played 5 games in the AHL, where he had 8 points, 2 goals, and 6 assists so far this season for the San Jose Barracuda. So Evander Kane set for his debut. Who will start in net? Gager says Skinner. I think I'm leaning towards that way as well. And then back at it on Mondays. Thank you for downloading the podcast, tuning in, and supporting. I truly appreciate all of it for my wonderful listeners here. And again, whichever side you're on with Evander Kane, I love you and I respect your opinion. And if you're not cool with it, I totally, totally understand it. It's a sports issue. I don't think it's just an NHL Edmonton. We see a lot of sports leagues and teams make these kind of signings that are not very popular because of the players off field, off ice issues. So it's not very popular. Edmonton Oilers taking a lot of heat on the socials from outside media and media here in Edmonton, some, and fans and all that. And it's fair. fair game. But hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. For my producer Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. It's game day tomorrow, 5 o'clock against the Montreal Canadiens. Enjoy the game. Go Oilers, go. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe out there. And we'll chat on Monday, or we might even chat this weekend. I might drop some epis this weekend, post game maybe on Saturday, and then do one Sunday, Monday as well. But no promise. It's just in case something comes up on the weekend. But enjoy the weekend. We'll talk soon. Ciao.